call the regular meeting of the Park and Rec meeting to order, or excuse me, special meeting of the Park and Recreation Committee. We have one item on the agenda. We need to stick to that. This is not a regular meeting. And so at this point, I would ask for a roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect. All members are present.
Okay, and this is time for public comment. All meetings, whether they're special or not, have this opportunity for the public to speak about anything that's not specifically listed on the agenda. We'll give you about 3 minutes to do that, and is there any public comment? Okay, hearing none, then we'll close. Oh, do you have public comment?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I just wanted to address the concerns of the deterioration of Rivada Park. I've been a resident here for about 15 years or longer, and it's kind of gone from immaculate to down and down and the regular maintenance. And I have emails with Mr. Engelman, and he has communicated with me about deferred maintenance items that are on all the parks, and I've tried to get that communication from him, but it kind of feels like I'm getting nowhere in my responses with him. And there's issues such as graffiti, there's male appendage thrown on the tables out there that hasn't been addressed. There's trees are overgrown and they're about touching the sidewalk. There's overgrown weeds, foreign plants, exposed stumps, debris, and it just, I've made complaints about it, I've put in maintenance requests, and it just feels like it's not really going anywhere, and my concerns are just kind of being swept under the rug. And it, just from my visual perspective, Cornell Park, it definitely feels like that's on the top priority to be maintained, and Rivada is just kind of being put on the back burner. So.
Okay, hey, I appreciate your comments, and that's what we're looking for from our public, not in defense of, but just to make a very obvious statement. Bill's only been on board for 2 months?
About
2 months. So what's really important is that you convey your concerns to him, and then he can address that, and part of this meeting tonight, which you'll hear, is going to be addressing some issues that have been neglected over the last few years, based on funding issues and some other issues that we've had internally. So we're trying to get on top of that with everything. And so I don't know how to address, well, I'm not going to address those things. All I can tell you is that, you know, your comments are appreciated. Stay in touch, send emails. I'm sure Bill will respond to your emails and let us know what your concerns are, and I'm not going to say we're going to do it this year, but you know what I'm saying. We'll put those will get in queue. Okay.
Chairman, I'm aware of this situation. Our process is being followed.
Okay. So you're being heard, but thank you for coming and letting us know that, and hopefully some of the things you hear tonight will help you understand what we're trying to do. Any other public comments? Okay, moving on to item one, discussion item. Staff?
I'm going to turn this over to our lighting and landscape manager, Parks, Bill. And this is in regards to, we sent Bill out, that's the new guy, to take a fresh look along with Monica and Julie to see, get a good assessment of what things need to be done around the town in terms of lighting or landscaping and our parks, its equipment, playground equipment, etc. And he's going to make that presentation to you now.
Well, let me just state one thing before we get there. Let me just say that we have regular meetings every quarter of this committee. Brian and I, as the two board members, asked for this meeting to occur today so we can get an idea of what we're looking at. So by the time we have our next meeting, we can start looking at budget numbers and seeing what it's going to cost and prioritize it by dollars. So I just want to say, I don't expect decisions to be made here tonight. I just expect us to get information so then we can move forward. So go ahead, Bill.
Sure. So how we did this in conjunction with kind of taking inventory of all our assets, of all the parks and things, in conjunction with Monica and Julie. So I broke it down by zones and community center. And at the end, there's some priority list I think we should consider. So community center, lighting, the entire site could use new lighting. Again, that's a safety issue. The front entrance seems to flood often during the winter, so that needs to be looked at.
So for clarification though, we have addressed flooding into the building. We're just talking about the standing water that occurs out here.
Standing water on the wall.
It's going to be there tomorrow night?
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Got it.
Yep. A landscape enhancement buffer between the lot and the entrance. That meaning the entire face of the property, the buffer between the parking lot and the sidewalk, and then the fence lines.
Mm-hmm.
The south access point, right now it's a gravel lot. I think Monica used that quite a bit for your...
it gets used throughout the year, yeah, for access.
For the concerts.
Barbecue area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parking lot striping and restriping, arrows in outs. Tennis courts are resurfaced. They need resurfacing. More importantly, I think the windscreens and some of the fencing needs to be replaced or fixed. Some better storage facilities. And of course, this isn't including the pool area, but you know, as that comes about, re-envisioning that space there out by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the building itself. Again, the bathroom upgrades might be in conjunction with the pool. Door upgrades for access to the patio area. Some of the mechanicals need upgrading, and then the electrical upgrades in conjunction with the lighting. If we go to Zone 8, Cornell courts need to be resurfaced. We did fix the basketball hoops. Discovery Bay entrance, the landscape lighting, not the amenity lights, but actually the uplighting of the signage and other landscape elements, including the streetscapes and median. Clipperway, at a minimum, I feel that we should probably bury the irrigation lines that are surfaced over there, add mulch and plant material. The Discovery Bay islands, removing turf, make it a non-irrigated surface. Again, Newport Lane enhancement, top lot, some structure painting, some landscape enhancement with mulch and plant material. Zone 9 Ravenswood, fence repair. We started to repair some of the concrete fencing. The upgrade of the playground is in process.
Are you able to get the concrete fencing? I thought that was an issue.
We did have some extra slats.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure who the manufacturer was when that was built, but I'm wondering about a cost issue on concrete fencing. There's quite a few slats that
are broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not only there, but there is...
That's a lot.
16,000 feet of concrete fencing.
That's a lot of linear fencing out there.
Yeah. I asked Brian about it, the previous guy before, and he just mentioned that they're no longer manufactured and he can't get them. Whether that's...
Okay, then maybe at some point we can re-envision what that
needs to be. Well, let's start from scratch. Let you see if you can find them. And whether
okay, fair enough. Ravenswood, trellis painting, and some other landscape enhancements at the junctions of the streets. And once the playground does actually go in, it seems like some of the amenities then might need to be updated at some point. There will be a little bit of a difference. Zone 35, just the median on Vixler. And in talking with the county, they would like to move forward with funding a project.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did you have a question?
Well, I'm just...
So we're getting a new playground structure. It's in...
The board's already
approved that last year.
Oh. It's just been sitting on.
That was the one that was sun faded, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's replacing existing. It's not... It's that center area that's in a circle?
Correct.
Okay.
The swings and the structure.
Okay.
Zone 35, the median on Vixler, speaking with the county, they would like to provide funds for a project. Regatta, the play structure does need updating, the basketball court needs resurfacing, and some landscape enhancements to the entrance. Vixler is also in Zone 55, but it's just that small west sliver on in the right of way. Slifer, the pour in place needs a little bit of maintenance. Again, there's the concrete fencing of Slifer as well. Park and ride, I'd like to see the sod eliminated. Newport Lane and Drive, more landscape enhancement, Bixler as well, and Point of Timber as well.
The area from Newport dead ends on Bixler, right?
That is Newport
dead ends on
Drive
Bixler.
Or Lane.
No.
Yes.
What dead ends on
Bixler? Newport dead ends to Bixler.
Yeah, okay. So if you start there and go back, are we responsible for all that landscaping on the inside of that sound wall around the Warmington homes?
On the north side of
on the west side of as it curves?
Oh yeah. Yes.
All that
yes.
there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. The only place I guess we're not responsible is where the school is.
Correct.
Until it hits the park.
Until it hits the park.
Okay.
And then how I broke it down and just thinking about priorities would be safety issues such as lighting, electrical, environmental issues, removing sod in some of those areas that don't need to be irrigated, and then of course aesthetics.
I think that obviously safety is the priority, but along with safety is tree trimming and some of the other things that cause that can,
yeah.
be, that can be. And I don't know specifically what he's talking about, but that type of thing. If we have issues with,
yeah, you could consider that safety absolutely.
I mean,
and this list doesn't really include getting up to speed to a certain maintenance standard. Right?
Yeah,
this is just kind of above and beyond getting up to speed.
I like the fact that you have a priority to make things drought resistant to get rid of some of the sod. It's a struggle. You know, I live over in the Blue of Condos and we have a ton of grass over there. And it's hard to convert when you're so used to seeing all that green. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to convert to that drought resistant. But if you do start in the smaller areas, the medians and the areas, we eventually will not only use less water, which is a goal in California, but and a goal for us as a water company, but also maintenance-wise, it should make it much easier to maintain.
I agree.
Do you have any comments?
Well, just great list, and I'm glad that you're able to get out there and work with Monty to itemize these. Do you think this is a big list, or just not a big list from your perspective?
It is a big list.
Okay.
Some of these things are not intense projects to undertake. Some of them are. It's a comprehensive list.
Well, I think it's a good starting point just now to articulate what the costs are going to be to do some of these projects based on what staff wants us to prioritize.
So I would say at this point that I'd like to review this, make comments, and so can we get this in a digital format so we can make comments on. Can you forward this to us, in an email, as a document, and then we can add. You know, like, if I want to make a comment on grading, I can just click there and add it to Reddit or something like that.
You can individually send comments to me, and I'll put those comments together for the next regular committee meeting.
What I'm thinking, well, I may be off base, so tell me if I'm getting out of line here. But what I'm thinking, what I'd like to do is look at some of these things and say, I want these things to happen. Mm-hmm. What do they cost? Yeah. And have that at the next year.
Right.
Not everything. That would be great.
Same with you.
Yeah.
These are the things I would like to get cost estimates on for the next meeting.
Unfortunately, some of these are overlap with the pool project, but I don't care. I want to know what they're going to cost as an independent project in case the pool project doesn't move forward.
Well, the only thing that struck me is definitely the bathroom upgrade, and I think we may get a... that's going to be part of the pool project, and I believe he's going to talk about that tonight at the meeting. Door upgrades, I doubt that would be part of the pool project. We don't know what kind of striping. There'd be some of the striping may be part of the pool project.
Well, but here's my point. Point well taken. My point is this, though. If the pool's already been approved to be rehabbed without any of these things, other things being addressed.
Correct.
If that's the direction the pool goes, We still need to upgrade our bathrooms. We still need to strive our parking lot. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
So
it's just not mandated.
But it won't be to the same level, probably, as what's going to be mandated under a total construction project that the county sees as new construction.
Correct.
And it's going to cause some of it. So I still won't, I still think we need, even if the pool goes back in the way it does, we still need, there's so, and that's a priority. The community center was an old building room, but we bought it. It needs to be continually maintained and upgraded. So that's why I'm saying that the overlap doesn't really concern me too much.
See, now, but there are certain issues. So a lot of this is going to be ballpark figuring, as you well know.
And budget numbers. That's all we're talking about.
And and we'll give you where we think. We'll give you some spurs.
Okay.
Where
all
we
right. Very good. So, do you have comments that you'd like to make? Well, first of all, it's public comments. There's a couple comments from the public on this presentation.
Okay. Yeah. No. For zone A, you have Cornell, and the only thing you want to do is fix the basketball court.
I wouldn't say that's the only thing I want to do.
Through the chair. Yeah.
So here's the deal, Terry. If there's more there that you, I don't get the Cornell Park personally. It's just past. It's not a park that I spend time in. But if you have other concerns, please email it to us. Email it to Mike and Bill. You can CC us if you'd like, and let us know what those are. I do know that there are some issues with the bathrooms at Cornell and some other things that may be, but I don't know if you've already addressed those or not. I know we had concerns about those.
We have some cleaning issues, and we've got that resolved.
I don't know what kind of shape the bocce ball courts are in, and what kind of shape these other items, but I do know that if you have concerns, I'd like to have you address them to the board.
The bocce ball courts are terrible, pretty much unusable. The field, the big field, I don't know what you call it, but it's for the park, baseball field at one end, soccer ball field, is really in bad shape. It's really rugged and that. And for people to try and actually do something on it, like play soccer or baseball, it would be absolutely dangerous. So something should be done to level out the field and make it a lot nicer.
It's one bite out of the apple.
Right.
We have right now our landscape crew is down, one person, and we're assessing these things, prioritizing them, and it's one bite out of the apple.
Okay. But you get those, put that down in the email for us, will you, Terry? Appreciate that.
Yeah, because ultimately, I'll just have to interrupt, but yeah. I think ultimately you could pick any single part and find 10 things that, you know, could be dealt with. They all have, all the parks have some issues one way or the other. They're older, you know, older parks and they're for maintenance. But as far as prioritizing, just to bring it back, I would love to see though the priority be community center focused, the lighting, the parking lot, whatever mechanical building things that need to be done. That's my priority as far as moving forward. And of course, the big landscaping projects, Discovery Bay Boulevard and Clipper, I mean, I think that's probably enough to keep you guys busy for the next several years and exhaust whatever surplus of funds that we may or may not have.
All right, so I think that staff, you have a recommendation for us or just other?
I think that your recommendation is to us. I think it's a good recommendation. What we'll do is we'll wait to get your thoughts on email, and then between now and the next Park and Recreation Committee meeting, he'll work on your suggestions on priorities and coming up with some dollar figures.
And if you guys can get your wish list together, since you're here and interested, I want to acknowledge that. As soon as possible, get them to staff so staff can get those to us. So as we're looking through this, we can see what input you guys have on that. You're the ones that are here. You're part of the community. We'd like to do that. We'd like to evaluate what your concerns are also.
And then are there any plans to put any lights along the path of Regatta Park? Because I know there's only 3 lights in the whole park. I believe 2 are in the parking lot and 1 is by the community structure. So you can't really walk along the path at night and feel safe.
Put it on the list.
Okay. Yeah, we have lighting issues. Okay. We did. We
need to
do all the parks.
See
okay. All right. Anything else? with regards to, do you have anything else to add, Bill? Will that work for you?
Yeah, I like how you've asked. I mean, this is coming from three eyes, so it'd be nice to have a few more eyes.
Well,
three sets of eyes.
And the other thing it does is it gets me to go, it gets me out into the parks. I mean, Brian and I did do, we tried to drive through the community and look at different areas, but it's obviously going to get us out there to take another good look at what's going on and see some of the areas. I know we've got drainage issues. Everything settles. I mean, we're in Discovery Bay, man. High water table. It's going to, the golf course is in horrible shape right now.
How big is your current staff?
Three.
And ideally, what should it be?
No, that's the wrong question. What are you budgeted for? What are you budgeted for?
It depends, because each zone has its own budget, of course. And so what you do is you take your staff and you make sure that, you can't spend more in one zone. You're moving your staff according to priorities and whatever needs to be done. At the same time, certain zones have more money that can be spent on that zone in terms of staff time than other zones.
So for the benefit of the audience as well as ourselves,
I'll be happy
which parks are owned by Discovery, by the town, and which parks are owned by the county?
Cornell Park and this boulevard and the community center is owned by the town of Discovery Bay, paid for by Zone 8. Ravenswood is owned by the town of Discovery Bay and paid for by Ravenswood Assessment. Zone 35 is owned by the county. That's the path bridge that goes behind Safeway, of which that money is by assessment, and it has an inflation mechanism based on an engineering report that can be used. And we, under contract with the county, maintain that. Slifer Park, Zone 61, is an assessment owned. It's owned by the county. Its residents pay an assessment to the county, and the county contracts with us under a budget to provide the maintenance. Regatta is a Zone 57. Regatta is owned by the county. The county gives us a budget in which to maintain the park, and there is no escalator. The residents that moved in there day one pay the same assessment for landscaping as the resident of today. And I'll be frank, in an open meeting, in the meetings we have with the county concerning Regatta Park, and we said we need more money. This is not acceptable. We're having troubles maintaining this particular park because of this. They were told, quote, your residents need to lower their expectations, unquote. County quote.
So that's what I was, that was the point I was trying to get to at the end, is that we also have, and we're bound by law. We can only spend money where we have money, but we don't own all the parks. Regatta has always been a headache for us because there was when Pacific Waterways was built, it wasn't on an escalator put into the maintenance of the park, and the county says, this is what you got, make it work. We can't take money from the people paying here to do work over there. So I'm not making excuses for inequities. I'm just telling you the struggle and the challenges that we have as a district to try to make it work. So when you start comparing parks,
there is no comparison.
It's hard.
Well, I was under the assumption that Regatta was owned by the county.
Yeah, it's owned by the county. And the county we can only spend the money that the county allots to us. And we've argued and argued and argued to try to get money from the county. We did get some money at one point to redo the basketball courts. That was before your time. Were you here, Dina? We did get a one-time budget increase when we redid the basketball courts and I think a play structure or something over there.
Yeah.
And a fence.
Yeah.
But ever since then, the answer has been, we don't have any money. Well, that's where a phone call to our county supervisor by residents of, how many homes are in Pacific Waterways?
Yeah, there's 100.
300?
Something. Okay.
Anyway, well, if she got 75 phone calls from you guys that live over there saying, hey, my kids can't go out and play safe in the park because you won't put any money towards the park, that would go a long way. It really would. In fact, fact.
Actually, what would go a long way is if the residents all voted to increase their assessments with a new escalator, and then the money would, well, I'm telling you, I think that's what the county's gonna say, if the residents want.
Well, the county can, they probably will, but you never know, they may buckle under a little bit of pressure, and anything helps.
We're still, you know, and I'll be happy to share with you, I'm still working on the assessment issue for the townwide, so I can spend a few minutes with him before the board meeting and let him know how life really is here.
So we've done evaluations on whether or not we should, whether the town of Discovery Bay should try and get these parks back from the county, or not get back to, but get them in our possession. The problem with that is then we're just taking on the responsibility and the liability of not having enough money because we can't increase the assessment. So now we're taking on this liability of a park that doesn't have enough funds.
At some point, if we can't get something done, we may be giving the park completely back to the county and not doing any maintenance. They can do the maintenance, which would be far less than what we provide.
We don't want to do that.
We could try to.
Anyway, so Bill, go back to my question. So in a perfect world, how many staff members would you like to have?
In a perfect world?
Yeah.
Minimum of five.
And we don't agree.
Well, that's not greedy at all.
No, I'm waiting for eight. Any other comments with regards to this item and any comments from any of the other staff members? Monica, you have anything you want to put in clues in this? You were part of this.
Okay.
Mike, do you have anything else you want?
No, sir.
All right. With if that's it, then we will let's try to. I'm not going to put a deadline on because I never meet a deadline. But let's try to get this information back and go as soon as possible. We'll expect a follow up email with some other inclusions in it. And then maybe a workable digital.
When we get that, we will forward that.
And then also
or include it in this.
This is in a digital, so we can maybe make some notes on it and get it back to you, so then you can put that together and do it. And then, I wouldn't want to put this out more than about 20 days to give Bill an opportunity. Start building the budget that was not before our meeting. Our next meeting. So, with that, I am going to conclude this meeting, adjourn this meeting, and the next meeting will be on. It's not on here.
The next meeting will be the regular board meeting, which is March 4th.
4th at
4:30.
At 4:30. Thank you guys for coming.